On shallow ground, God will be turning your money into dancing.
Our God is governor over all nations of the earth.
I bring you greetings from the United States of America.
From Liberia.
From Zambia.
Bafusam, Cameroon.
Via the encounter you are having upon this mountain of Shiloh, I see your cable enlarging.
God of Shiloh is already here.
For 21 years now, I've been believing God for the fruits of the womb.
The doctor told me that I can never be pregnant in life.
Here we are today, Joseph, Esther, and praise to the glory of the Lord.
Serving God, praise!
Somebody celebrate the God of Shiloh. 15 years of barrenness destroyed.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Shiloh.
If you have been getting blessed ever since this hour of visitation commenced this morning, wave your hand again. Bless his name. No one like him. And for all of these beautiful testimonies, let's give Jesus another big, big, big hand. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. What God says he will do, he will always do. Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and did unto her as he has spoken. Nothing moves and compels God like his word. And for you and I, for Shiloh 2018, he has said it to be season of dominion. We have been receiving arrows of dominion via his word. And again, at this moment, we're about to receive another one. Are you ready? For the Lord shall send forth the rod of his word out of Zion. Now, rise to your feet with me and speak to God. This is hour of visitation. Visit me again by your word. Put in my hand again another rod. You have put in my hand earlier in this hour of visitation two different rods. Another one. Now, I'm expecting, Lord. Somebody speak with desperation. Especially if you are expecting another one. Speak to him right now. Father, deliver to me another rod. Rod of authority. Rod of dominion. Rod of power. I'm ready, Lord. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. When sponge stays for long around soap, what does it become? It becomes soap. This morning, we will be blessed as we receive the blessing of God's word from someone who has stayed the longest with God's servant, the apostle over this commission, with testimonies, with proofs every day. Join me as we receive this morning our beloved mother, Pastor Faith Oyedepo, as she comes to bless us. Rejoice in the Lord because we are receiving the blessing.
Shiloh 2018, would you please bow your heads everywhere for one moment? At this moment, please lift up your voice to the Lord and thank him for the word he has sent to us already today and what he's about to do in your life. Lift up your voice right now, everyone, and let's give him thanks. Let's open up our hearts unto him right now. Father, I thank you today for your word that you have sent unto me. And right now, my heart is open Somebody is praying. Pray for yourself. And right now, my heart is ready. Lord, send me your word again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Heavenly Father, we stand today in awe of you, thanking you for your word that you have already sent to us. Thank you for the testimonies. And right now, our hearts are open. Send us your word again. Change our story again. Move us forward again. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Please, you may be seated as you put your wonderful hands together for Jesus Christ. Shiloh 2018. And I have dominion. Say, believe in amen. This morning, I count it a very great privilege to be here in God's presence and the opportunity given me by God's servant to be able to stand here to share the word of God with us. I appreciate this very much, and I don't take it lightly. Thank you very much, sir. And right now, I believe God that what he has in store for each of us at this segment shall be practically delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. The first and the second word today, God has blessed us tremendously. And right now, as he reveals his word again, somebody's level will change again. Amen. If you are that person, let your amen show it. This segment, we're looking at this subject caption, unveiling the dominion power of meekness. Unveiling the dominion power of meekness. And I want to read two scriptures as our text right now. The first one is in book of Psalm chapter 37 and verse 11. Psalms chapter 37 and verse 11. The scripture says, but the meek shall inherit what? Louder yet. And shall delight themselves in the abundance. That is in the scarcity. In the what? In the abundance of peace. And that is you. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Say, that's me. Blessed are the meek. That means curses can never succeed in the life of the meek. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. At the powerful opening session last night, God's servant gave us several definitions of dominion. And particularly, among others, he said that dominion means being in control over the affairs of life. Being in control, being in command. As you depart from Shiloh 2018, you shall be in control of the affairs of life. Yeah. If that's you, let your amen show it. Yeah. It's very important for us to understand as we look at the subject of the dominion power of meekness. The world at large has downplayed the meaning of meekness. And many has attributed meekness to weakness. But indeed, I stand here to say, among other things, that one, meekness is not weakness, but it is power under control. Meekness is power under control. Self, no, power under control. Many of us as believers, we crave for empowerment, endowment of the Spirit of God. There is nothing wrong about that. But until we have put on the cloth and the cloak of meekness, God cannot empower us the more. Vivid example from scripture. We are all familiar with the episode of Samson in scriptures. Powerful man of God. A single man uprooting the gate of a city. Strength of a strange order. But because Samson did not know how to put that power under control, he lost it all. You will no longer lose it to the devil. So the level of empowerment that God gives to you and me will be determined by our level of meekness. Meekness is power under control. Genesis chapter 45 and verse 5. Remember the episode between Joseph and his brother. After all said and done, God ensured that the evil intention of his brothers did not succeed. And Joseph said, Genesis chapter 45 and verse 5. Joseph said, "Don't be grieved. Don't be angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to do what?" Joseph had the power to punish them. Joseph had the power to make them to be hungry. Joseph had the power to despise them. Joseph had the power to neglect them. Joseph had the power to give them no attention. Joseph was in power in Egypt. But Joseph was a meek man who knew how to put power under control. In your place of work, God doesn't have any problem promoting you. But how meek you are will determine your level of promotion. Meekness is power under control. There are many of us in our place of work, in our career, in our businesses. Your boss, your employer, does not have any problem giving you sporadic promotion. But he keeps watching. And he keeps cautioning himself. If I promote this man, if I promote this woman, will he or she be able to control that power, that authority? But from this mountain, as God and graces each of us with the spirit of meekness afresh, sporadic promotion will become your portion. Yeah. If you receive it, say, "I receive it." Yeah. How about our homes? In our marriages, there are many homes today that at the root of the crisis there is lack of meekness. Pride. I know it all. I'm better than you. After all, I am the man of this house. Thank you for the announcement, but prove it. Demonstrate it. Meekness, power under control. Husbands, fathers, grandfathers, brothers. God God has made the man in the home to be the head. It is scripture and it cannot be broken. It doesn't matter what the word says. In the home, the man has been ordained in the family government as the head. Because in every human organization, there has to be leadership. If not, there will be confusion. Thank God for making you the head in the home. Wonderful husbands, great fathers, and grandfathers. But it's important to demonstrate that you can put that power under control. There are many homes today, when the man is coming for the wife, the heart is beating. Temperature is rising. Running from pillar to post. Oh, what is going to happen next now? Children are running under the table. Disappearing here and there. But after Shiloh 2018, for you, your story shall be different. For the men, the husbands and the fathers in the winner's family, you are a different set of people. Loving husbands, loving fathers and grandfathers, that shall be your testimony. Now, how about the wives? You know I'm going to talk about that because the equation must be balanced. This is where the real matter is now. I earn more money than you do. I have come from a family where we are being raised with silver spoons in our mouth. I speak more fine grammar than you do. Actually, you went to a village school and I schooled abroad. Thank God for you. Before the man says one, she has said 2 to 10. Contention. And before you know it, it's turned to something else. Turning the ground of the home to a battlefield. Ladies, wives, mothers, and grandmothers, may the Lord baptize us afresh today with the spirit of meekness. Let's go back home after Shiloh 2018 and make our homes, our families, our marriages heaven on earth. A place where the Spirit of God can dwell in His power, thereby dominating, suffocating, and flushing out every form of evil work. Because wherever there is strife in the home between the husband, the wife, the children, it makes room for every work of the devil. And when that happens, there can be no dominion. Therefore, after Shiloh 2018, the devil shall have no more room in your marriage. Yeah. Power under what? Say with me, power under control. One more time, power under control. Now, how about the singles? Single men. And I've come to discover that in quite some cases, the reason why many single men and ladies have issues and challenges in getting into marriage has to do with lack of meekness. Agree that there are cases that are spiritual and has to be taken over spiritually. But there are others that are undoing of the individuals. Young men planning to get into marriage, lack of meekness. You compare Sister A with Sister B, and then C and D in different locations. And in case they are in a large church, you make sure they are in different angles, comparing. Oh, this one will be able to do that. Lack of meekness. Because wherever there is meekness, there shall be humility. There will be no pride. And so you keep comparing and junketing from one place to another. But for you, after Shiloh 2018, your story is changing for the better. And then for the ladies, somebody approaches you and speaks to you about marriage. You look at him from up to down. You size him up with the corner of your eye. You look at his shirt, compare with his shoe. Look at the kind of bag he's carrying. You ask him questions that are not spiritual, but carnal. How many cars do you have? What part of the city do you live in? And then before you know it, you allow the blessings of God to pass you by. Lack of meekness, pride. But for you, upon this mountain, God will visit you. I said, upon this mountain, God will visit you. I share my testimony lavishly. Before I ever got married, I didn't even have a box. I didn't even have a suitcase. Because you need things before you will need the suitcase. You don't need a container before you need the content. You need the content first before you will need a container. Take away your eyes. Amen. I knew a time in my life, even as the wife of the president and founder of this commission, I had only two wrappers. Two, as a woman. But is my story like that today? Somebody's story will change. Take away your eyes from the things that are carnal, that are material. Put your eyes on the things of the Spirit. And the God of heaven will change your story. There are some people under the sound of my voice here today, and I don't know who you are right now, young men and women, both here in Canaan land, viewing centers around the world, believing God to connect you to your covenant partner. Right now, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. The God of liberation will settle you. The God of liberation will settle you. And I said again, the God of liberation will settle you. The way he has done it for me, your testimony shall be brighter. After Shiloh 2018, there shall be divine connections. Not connections arranged by man, but divine connections. There shall be a wave of miracle marriages. If you receive it, say, I receive it. And for homes and marriages that might be going through turmoil and tension right now, as you receive afresh the spirit of meekness upon your life, all those challenges shall be turned to testimonies. If you receive, say, I receive it. As you have declared it, so shall it be for you. And remember, meekness is also a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. It's not a gift. It is a fruit which means it has to be developed. Don't wait and say, Lord, give me the gift of meekness. No. Lord, help me to develop the spirit of meekness. And upon this mountain, God will make it happen for you. Yeah. I said, God will make it happen for you. Yeah. Now, what is the dominion power of meekness that we're talking about? What is it? One, we must understand that meekness is the covenant platform for greatness. It is the covenant platform for what? For greatness. If you look in the Bible, all the examples of meekness of men in scriptures enjoyed greatness. For instance, take a look at the life of Moses. Moses the meek became Moses the great. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3. Moses the meek became Moses the great. The Bible says, the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Above all the men. And he became Moses the great. Your level of meekness determines your level of greatness. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 10 to 12. Tells us very clearly there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses. 34:10. Moses the meek became Moses the great. As we leave the ground of Shiloh 2018, whether you are here in Canaan land or any nation across the earth, in any of the viewing centers, as God baptizes us afresh with the spirit of meekness, you are walking into greatness. Yeah. Taking a cue from the life of God's servant, the apostle by this commission, many, many times, people stand here sharing testimony. He's shedding tears. Some of us who sit around him, we see these things happen over and again. Shedding tears. Why? Greatness and power under control. Greatness. Greatness because of meekness. As you receive the fresh baptism of the spirit of meekness upon this mountain, your greatness is just beginning. How about Joseph in scriptures? Joseph, who interpreted dreams, said in Genesis chapter 41 and verse 16. Genesis 41 and verse 16. Joseph said, Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. It is not in me. But God shall give Pharaoh an answer of what? Say with me, it is not in me. That is a show of meekness. No wonder Joseph became great. From Shiloh 2018, many Joseph shall emerge from here. Yeah. If you are one of them, let your amen be a dominion one. Yeah. How about Daniel? It's another example from the Bible. Daniel chapter 2. Look at verses 19 and 20. Daniel chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Then was a secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Verse 20. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might is he. Daniel constantly acknowledged God for all things. Greatness. There are many of us. God manifests himself to us in various ways. And we look at the blessings of God. Oh, I even thought that by now, God would have done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 10 for me. It's only one out of all of my requests at Shiloh 2017 that God has fulfilled now. Don't despise the days of little things. No murmuring, no complaining. Gratitude every time. Many Daniels will arise after Shiloh 2018. Amen. If you are one of them, let your amen show it. Amen. So we must understand that your level of greatness is tied to your level of what?
Amen.
Of what?
Amen.
Your level of what?
Amen.
Your level of greatness is tied to your level of meekness. No wonder God keeps exalting and making great his servant, the apostle, over this commission. For those of us who were here last night, we saw that presentation from the studio. We saw a bit of the days of small beginnings. I'm always ever grateful to God for making me a part of that small beginning and keeping me alive to be a part of what is happening right now. And I can only imagine the greater days and years that lies ahead. I stand here today, therefore, to declare to somebody under the sound of my voice, your today may be small, but your tomorrow shall be great. Your today may be small, but your tomorrow shall be great. Therefore, don't you ever despise the days of small beginnings. You saw the picture yesterday when the church ministry just started. You saw people sitting on benches. Did you see that last night? Are we still on benches now? You saw God's servant, the presiding apostle, standing on that wonderful pew made with wood. Are we still using the wooden pew right now? How many people? Amen. Did you see in that picture yesterday, there were more benches than people? Did you notice that? There were days in services, you had 3 benches minimum to 1 person. I'm not talking about chairs, but benches. So you sit on one bench, your Bible in the one in front of you, and your hand on the one behind you. Amen. Shout a dominion, hallelujah. Somebody under the sound of my voice today, say with me, future. Wait for me.
Wait for me.
I am coming. Say it again like you believe it. Say it again. Say it with me, future. Wait for me.
Wait for me.
I am coming. Shout a dominion, hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. So that kiosk where you are selling today may be only pure water. Don't despise it. Handle it with meekness. Don't say, as a winner, only pure water I have in my shop. There are other people who are under the bridge. God has not made you to be there. Meekness, the term is, your level of greatness. You want to know how meekness makes great? Look at this commission. You want to know how meekness makes great? Look at God's servant, the presiding bishop over this commission. Open your eyes and learn from observation. And because you're a part of this commission that is flying, you also will enjoy the benefit. Yeah. Unveiling the dominion power of meekness. Next, we must understand the meek are ordained to inherit the earth. We read in that scripture, Matthew 5:5. Matthew 5:5. The scripture says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed, not cursed. Blessed. If you are meek, curses have no power over you. Therefore, as we get robed afresh with the spirit of meekness upon this Monday, if there be anyone here under any curse of the devil, those curses are hereby averted. They shall inherit the earth. The meek are destined to inherit the earth. Take the example of Father Abraham. Of course, Isaiah chapter 41. And you can read all about the scripture. Abraham, the friend of God. Abraham, the meek. His meekness made him become God's friend. Isaiah 41:8. Abraham, his meekness made him become the friend of God. As you are robed also with the spirit of meekness, your relationship with God shall be strengthened. Yeah. Right now, all over the face of the earth, we all are always excited to sing that song, Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the noontime. Abraham's blessings are mine. The blessings of Abraham are still flowing on earth today, because Abraham was a man of meekness. You also will leave blessings behind for your generation. Yeah. Then, of course, night number three, we must understand that meekness determines your divine lifting. Divine lifting. Divine lifting. We also mentioned already about Moses. The meek, he became the great. But look at the example of Solomon the king. Solomon saw himself a child who knew not how to go out or how to come in. But God endued him with wisdom, and he became the wisest king. And you can read out 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. He became the wisest king because of meekness. Your throne is waiting for you, but it's dependent upon your level of meekness. As you are robed with meekness from this mountain of Shiloh 2018, you will ascend your throne. Yeah. I said, you will ascend your throne. Yeah. And of course, very importantly, supernatural guidance, divine guidance, is one of the power that is in meekness. Supernatural guidance accompanies the meek. Psalm chapter 25 and verse 9. Psalm chapter 25 and verse 9. The meek will he guide. Who is God going to guide? The meek. The meek. The meek. Not the proud. Like we were told earlier on today, many people take various appointments only primarily based on the financial returns. Don't just look at the paperwork. Seek for the guidance of God. God's servant has said it over and again. And we must always remember, it is not everything that glitters that is what? That is gold. A fat paycheck does not determine your prosperity. Seek the guidance of God before you take up that appointment letter. Seek the guidance of God before you resume that employment. Seek the guidance of God before you get into that relationship. Seek the guidance of God before you take on that journey, so that you can return in peace. You will make it. Divine guidance. Even now, God will be speaking to many of us during Shiloh 2018. Guiding your steps in life, showing you what to do and which way to go. But it is dependent upon your meekness. From this mountain, you will never miss divine guidance anymore. And finally, we must understand that meekness is a covenant gateway to supernatural dominion. Psalms chapter 8 and verse 6. It is a covenant gateway to supernatural dominion. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put how many things? All things under his feet. That is the description of somebody under the sound of my voice right now. Dominion, meekness is a gateway to dominion. Your level of meekness determines your level of dominion. And I can never forget the example of Apostle Paul in scriptures. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10 says, I am what I am by the grace of God. And then Apostle Paul, through whose hands God wrought many mighty miracles. He said that I may know him, that I may know him, meekness, that I may know him, meekness, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, that I may know him. Meekness is the gateway to dominion. No wonder Paul came last among the apostles, but he became the chiefest. From this mountain of Shiloh 2018, you are returning with the staff of dominion. No matter what your situation might be right now, as you receive afresh right now the spirit of meekness upon your life, God will supernaturally catapult you. In closing, therefore, the prayer that you and I will pray right now is, Lord, baptize me afresh with the spirit of meekness. Baptize me afresh with the spirit of what? Baptize me afresh with the spirit of what? Rise up on your feet right now, everyone, and lift up your voice in one moment. Pray that prayer for yourself. Lift up your hand and lift up your voice. Pray that prayer. Pray it fervently in your understanding and pray it in the Holy Ghost. Father, baptize me afresh with the spirit of meekness. Somebody is praying. Don't look around. This is your hour of opportunity. Baptize me. Baptize me. Baptize me afresh, Lord, with the spirit of meekness. Father, we thank you. Would you please lift up your right hand to the Lord right now and say after me, oh God. Louder yet, oh God. One more time, oh God, baptize me afresh with the spirit of meekness. Say it again, oh God, baptize me afresh with the spirit of meekness. Say dominion, amen. As you have declared it, so shall it be for you.